News Talk WSB's Money Matters is on the air on 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB, brought to you by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, and Sandy Springs. Money Matters is a live call-in talk show about money, investing, and how to grow and keep what you have. Your host is certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta Capital Investment Advisors, Wes Moss.
Is the American way.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Money Matters here on News Talk WSB. Good Sunday morning. And we have something really special this morning, and it's something we just don't talk enough about. And that's getting out of debt. And that's helping with, if you potentially have a housing issue, potential budgeting issue, and then something that is extremely on the minds of my Money Matters audience, and it's we get so many calls about it throughout the week, and we don't talk about it enough, is that someone in your family might need help, a mother, maybe it's a father, a brother, an aunt that's having trouble with their finances. Maybe they're getting too old. Maybe they're getting too sick. Almost every single family member that I know, or every single family that I know, has someone in the family that has some bad situation when it comes to money, with their finances, with their investments. And again, it may be that because they're sick. It may be because they're disabled. It may be because they're just frail, financially strapped, struggling, job loss, you name it. I have been trying to find an organization for years to help me tackle this and this pervasive problem that's only getting more and more difficult in America because of the aging of the baby boomer population and the baby boomer parent, that this is something that I've tried to figure out a solution to. And I found an organization. It's a nonprofit organization. They're national, called CESI, C-E-S-I, Consumer Education Services, Inc. And I have their chief marketing officer in the studio today that I'm going to interview and talk about some of these services. Again, very inexpensive services that can help you and your family either get out of debt, help with housing, or help mom, dad, or your aunt or your uncle that is having financial trouble, help keep them on track, help keep their utilities running, help keep their air conditioning running in this hot Atlanta summer. And that's what we need to do, and that's why I've brought in Carrie Chandler from CESI, Consumer Education Services, Incorporated. Carrie, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Wes. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to your listeners today.
Kind of a long time coming, because, again, we talk so much on Money Matters about, yes, we'll talk about getting out of student debt. We'll talk about getting an emergency fund established. We'll talk about the importance of a budget. But we also talk all so much about investments. What do you do with the money that you actually have? Your client base is a little bit different than that. They've got bigger problems, let's say.
Right.
Tell me about your problems in general of your average client.
Well, interesting. You said your folks want to know where to put their money. Our clients mostly want to know where their money went. They call up and go, I don't know what happened. I'm not able to make my minimum payments anymore, and I'm starting to get these phone calls, and it's getting really stressful, and I'm not sure what to do. You know, how can you help me? And so we do a free assessment for everyone who calls in, look at their total picture, you know, see what their income, their debts, their liabilities, their assets. And for most, we can try to help make a budget to say, well, here's where you're spending that you could cut back and maybe reach the goals that you have. So,
well, you know, another thing I already forgot to mention, I want to make sure people have the number for this, and I'm going to put this on the Money Matters Facebook page as well. But we have a dedicated 1-800 number for Money Matters listeners, and they're going to, again, you can call on Sunday. You can call throughout the week. The number is just 1-800-331-1825. Again, it's 1-800-331-1825, and that is the number you can call on Sundays. You can call throughout the week. As you hear more about these services, this is something that somebody live can help you with. So, again, you guys are a nonprofit, so you're 501c3.
We are.
you've helped, you've got 100 plus people working out of Raleigh, and you've gotten, you've educated 300,000 people when it comes to this, getting out of debt, getting into a budget, and gotten about, what, 60-some thousand people out of debt? You got them back from underwater to above water.
More than 60,000 have completed the program where we went in, helped them negotiate a single payment that was going to be spread among their creditors over 3 to 5 years typically, and they paid in full every one of their creditors.
Okay, so this is not debt consol. This is not getting out of debt. So if I have... If someone has $30,000 in credit card debt, they're not going to go to SESI and settle it for $50.
Right. That's called debt settlement, and that's a whole different world.
Not you guys. That's not a nonprofit world.
That is not a nonprofit world.
This is okay. So now what is more realistic? We're somebody calling SESI. We have $15,000 in debt.
Right.
Income is $40,000 a year.
Right.
Can't pay it off in my lifetime.
Right.
What does that person go through?
So. Their problem, their pain point is that they're not making their payments and they are getting pressure. The phone is ringing, threats are coming in, and they don't know what to do. And they just know they need some help. And so we work with them to create a realistic budget to see where their money's going, first of all, and where it needs to be going. And then we say, okay, you know, it looks like, Wes, that we can get about $420 out of your monthly budget to spread among these seven creditors. And so then we approach each of those creditors, typically major credit cards, banks, but even retail stores. I think there are almost 100,000 in these types of programs of creditors, and we go in and say, okay, these guys do not want to file bankruptcy.
They don't want to default.
Right.
They don't want a free lunch.
That's right. They don't want to bankrupt, and you get zero. So would you take, you, Mr. A, take $17 a month, and you, Mr. B, take $28 a month, and you, Mr. C, take $52 a month, and we spread that out, and we say we're going to need everyone to lower the interest rates from exorbitant.
Mean you'll extend the time.
Right.
And
we'll figure out the formula. It might be 3 years. It might be 5 years. But if they make these payments, we're going to draft it out of their account as soon as their paycheck hits.
One payment,
and then we make the payments for them, so the creditor know they're going to get paid, and that makes them feel more comfortable, and they can stop all their collection efforts, and it makes the consumer comfortable that they've settled a problem that they had, and there is daylight at the end of the tunnel.
So, and for our listeners, if you're wondering, before I even had Carrie come into the studio, I actually required talking to clients of SESI. I wanted to hear just real live people that have gone through this program. And, you know, it's not easy for somebody to, for me to call them up and just say, hey, I know that you've worked with SESI. Tell me about your, I'm not a reporter. I'm not going to put your personal information out in the news to make some big splash with it. I just want to know your experience. And it really is amazing the level of we call it here SWAN, sleep well at night on Money Matters, but the lower levels of stress that your people have now that they've been doing this. And you guys call it debt management. I know you have a couple different key phrases for this, but so SESI again, as we go through this, one, financial education, and you have lots of outreach in not just North Carolina, but
across
Georgia, all over the country.
Yes.
Two, you do credit counseling,
yes,
which is certainly about educating, again, budget planning.
Right.
Budget goals to improve your overall picture. All the counselors are certified in some capacity, whether it's Consumer Credit Counseling Services, National Institute of Financial Education, the Association of Independent Consumer Credit Counseling. This group of people, and I've talked to these guys too, the men and women there, really, really wonderfully nice, helpful group of people.
Yes.
And then we look at debt management. You have a home ownership program. And then the Assure Money Services. And that, again, is for older adults, people with disabilities, and then caregivers.
Yes.
How much has that really impacted your business? Are you seeing a demographic shift in America, people that need to take care of mom and dad that are 80? Or I had a client last week, it's a sister who's only 55, but her brother's 75,
right,
and he has dementia, pretty advanced, and she is now a caregiver.
Exactly.
Tell me about that. Probably, I would think, surge in the business.
Well, I'm a baby boomer, and the three top executives in our company are all in that generation. Each of us has a parent that we have to assist with their finances. And when you have other siblings involved that are in other cities, you know, it gets difficult. It gets sticky when families get involved in money and there's trust issues. There's also the potential for fraud and scams for elderly adults when they start getting towards the dementia stage. And so this is a trusted third party that can secure mom or dad's money and make sure their bills get paid. And
now you don't take over their bank accounts, though, do you?
No, but we would have access to them and pay their bills for them.
Sure. Okay. Tell me about your mom's situation then. What is where's mom versus your siblings?
Right, so my brother is 800 miles away from her in Florida, and I'm now about 10 hours away from her in North Carolina, and so she's on the cusp. She doesn't need full-time help, but she needs a little help. She needs oversight. Mm-hmm. Someone looking in every month to make sure there's not been a scam, because she's been a victim of that before.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. What we're going to do, news, traffic, weather. But, again, if you want to, we set up a 1-800 number for Money Matters listeners and families. To if any of this makes sense that you need help with, it's let me give you the number for our listeners. 1-800-331-1825. Again, 1-800-331-1825. And I'll also put that number on the Facebook page, Wes Moss Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, Certified Financial Planner. We are talking about how to, A, make sure you get out of debt. B, help a family member if you're in the sandwich generation. More on that straight ahead here on News Talk WSB.
Diversification will set you free. It's more money and investment advice from Certified Financial Planner Wes Moss. This is Money Matters on 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, Certified Financial Planner. Today, talking with Carrie Chandler from CESI, Consumer Education Services. And I want to understand, Carrie, how you can take care of mom and dad or a brother that has Alzheimer's or dementia and they can't keep their finances straight. What does a nonprofit like CESI do to do that?
Well, one of the things that that popped in my mind was thinking about my mom, how if my brother and I were visiting, we'd take a look at her checkbook and look at her desk, and there'd be a stack of these receipts from, and I won't name the organizations, but lots of different organizations, $10, $15, $20, and virtually anybody who called with a great story, she's going to write them a little check, which added up.
God bless you.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 80.
Okay.
Yeah, next month. And, you know, she still, you know, pays her own bills and writes her own checks, but she's getting to that stage where maybe that's not the best idea. And everybody reaches that point. Some people reach the point of dementia where they need a caregiver and somebody else takes over.
The stats here are staggering. It's something like 1 in 3 baby boomers have a, what are the...
Unbelievable. You know, guys my age and my generation, 1 in 3 of us has a parent that we are caring for in some capacity, either physically or financially. And in the next 5 years, the statistics are that we as a generation will have more parents that we care for than children.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's a shocking statistic.
It's staggering. That's one of the reasons CESI went towards this underserved market. There's such a need here, not just for...
I know. I've been looking for this. I've been looking for a nonprofit to do this. But now what about... So you, someone at CESI then, has access to the checking, mom's checking account? That's a little... How does that work? That's a little unnerving to me.
Well, I understand that. And we, in our training, even teach people not to give that kind of information out. So you've got to know who to trust. I mean, obviously, you're going to give it to your bankers. You're going to give it to financial advisors. And here's what we can say about CESI. Not only are we nonprofit, but in 15 years, we're an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated. And you could look us up online. And we have moved over $1 billion in transactions for our clients without ever any issues.
Well, if you want to contact Ceci, our listeners, the number 1-800-331-1825. Again, it's 1-800-331-1825. I'll put the number 2 on Wes Moss Money Matters Facebook page. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, Certified Financial Planner. News, traffic, weather, straight ahead, then more Money Matters here on News Talk WSB.
Helping you to make more and worry less. Call with your money questions at 404-872-0750 or toll free at 1-800-WSB-TALK. Now back to investment strategist Wes Moss on 95.5 FM and AM 750 News Talk WSB.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning where we are tackling a topic that I have been looking for an answer for really years now. By the way, I'm your host, Wes Moss, Certified Financial Planner, here every Sunday morning. And this morning, we're tackling something that we don't talk enough about. And that is, A, how do you get out of debt if you're somebody that doesn't have millions of dollars to have managed, but you have enough that you'd like to start putting some money away and just climb out of debt? That's a lot of people in this world, and we don't talk enough about that, number one. Number two, so many of the people and families that we help, the Money Matters team, and so many of the calls we get are about people in a what I would consider the sandwich generation. Right. So I'm a baby boomer that has a mom that needs help, and I also have kids that are still in college, or maybe they're special needs and they're in their 30s or 40s, but they still need help.
Absolutely.
And where the heck do you go for that? Nobody wants to help with that because there's no money in it. There's no profit in it. So it makes sense that I've found a nonprofit that could be an answer to that to some extent. And I talked to almost everybody listening. If you think about your family or extended family, you've got at least somebody that is bad with money, or they're bad with their investments, or they're sick, or they're disabled, or they're frail, or they're strapped financially, and they need somebody or another organization to keep them on track. And that's what I found in Ceci. I've actually talked to Ceci clients. There's a lot of relief in their voices that they've been helped.
Yes.
And that's why I brought in Carrie Chandler, who is the chief marketing officer for Ceci, and he's here with me in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Wes.
So again, I'll put the number up on Facebook. Ceci set up a dedicated line for Money Matters listeners. 1-800-331-1825. Again, it's just 1-800-331-1825, and I'll put the number on the Facebook page as well. But so this is started by Diane Chen,
yes,
who is like Businesswoman of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year. My favorite is that she was Tar Heel of the Week.
Because Tar Heel of the Week.
I'm a Tar Heel alum, and you guys are in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area, or
yes,
in the Triangle,
yes,
the Research Triangle. And so she's kind of a remarkable woman that started this nonprofit. How did she do that?
She was in China, grew up in Beijing, and she was an interpreter for the army and then became a government interpreter. And one delegation was from North Carolina many years ago. The chancellor of NC State really got to know her. She was his interpreter. And she got a fellowship to come to study at NC State as a result of that.
And not she, Duke, right?
Not
so
Duke.
No Duke.
Not, no Duke.
Love that. So
no
I
Carolina.
I love her.
NC State. She came and got a master's in adult education and a PhD in adult education. And through her involvement in that community, and she always had a heart for nonprofit, she saw this need, saw this opportunity to reach out and help people who are dying from credit issues,
mm-hmm,
you know.
And it's smothering.
Yes.
And so you guys are helping about 35,000 people a year on
That's
an
right.
ongoing basis on this, and you keep people on track. So Ceci does debt management relief, financial education, and then budgeting, bill pay for seniors,
yes,
which is an area that it's hard to find help with this.
Yeah.
So tell me a story about somebody who's the average Ceci client, or situation that's come up recently for you guys?
Well, we've recognized that there are other populations, not just seniors, who need help paying their bills. And some of those populations are people that are physically disabled, developmentally disabled, and their caregivers. So sometimes the caregivers are responsible. Sometimes there just needs to be a neutral third party. And so as we push down that pipeline and learn more about disabilities, I met a lady in Washington, D.C. last week at the National Association of Councils on Developmental Disability, and we were talking about what a sandwich that she was in the whole sandwich generation. She said, well, I'm your perfect customer. My mom has dementia, and I pay her bills, mm-hmm. and I have a daughter who's 25 who is developmentally disabled and is unable to pay her own bills and never will be able to. And she has no siblings, and when I'm gone, I don't know who's going to pay her bills for her. She'll have income. She'll have Social Security. She'll have savings. Has some savings built up, but who's going to manage that? Who's going to do the basic bill pay? And that's what we do through Assure Money Services. We are that trusted third party that can pay the bills and make sure the money stays secure.
So if I have an aunt who's 96 years old and she happens to be in another state, let's say I'm in Atlanta, she's in Raleigh, yes. and our family, for the most part, is there's nobody close by,
right.
or maybe there's one sibling close by that can physically help her.
Right.
Can Ceci come in and pay the bills? Can they make sure that the assisted living gets taken care of? Or
Absolutely.
Or I would think even more importantly, if you're kind of someone in their 80s that is now still living alone,
right.
and needs some financial guidance, that's part of what you guys can counsel with? Who do you talk to?
Absolutely. We talk to whomever's responsible. So
the caregiver, that.
If the caregiver's responsible, if they've been given power of attorney, then we can talk to them. If they've been given permission to somebody who's still cognitive, then we can work through their finances with them. If you have, of course, disabilities are all along a spectrum. We want people to be as independent and as engaged as they possibly can be. We're all about financial literacy and independent living. So we want to assist all of those populations to the extent that they are able to participate in their own finances.
So, okay, so that's this part of Ceci. You guys call it Assure Money Services.
Yes.
Or AMS. I'm an acronym guy. And again, for older adults, people with disabilities.
Yep.
And caregivers.
That's
everyone in the sandwich.
That's it.
And then that is kind of an ongoing process with them. It's not something that just happens. It's not a one-time counseling. What's the average client last in that? How many years do you help them?
Well, on the seniors, of course, that can vary widely. Some people have early stage dementia or other cognitive issues that may make them an early candidate for. So it might be 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years. But then with developmentally disabled adults, you might be looking at 30 years. You might be looking at 40 years. And particularly with populations where they don't have a support system, don't have a family that can help, they might be on government assistance, and we're just managing that.
All right, you brought up another good point. What about helping a family figure out what they can receive in help or
aid? Great point. We have certified benefits counselors that are trained to use all of the available resources of the federal and state governments to find out if mom, dad, aunt, uncle, child are able to receive more benefits, so we can help them assess all the benefits that they are entitled to and help them make application to receive those.
Tell me about WiseTrack. And
right.
Tell me, and this is something that I get requests for all the time. Is there anybody out there that can just help me put together a budget and then check in with me, almost like a fitness coach?
Right.
A personal trainer that's going to come once a month and make sure that I'm on track. Is that WiseTrack? And tell me about what that person or family looks like and how Ceci helps them.
It looks like everybody. It looks like me. It looks like the receptionist that I just walked past. You know, everybody needs a little bit of help here and there. That's why you have listeners.
Even FloJo had
right.
a coach.
That's right. Even FloJo had a coach. And even high-income people need some training. So you get guys that listen to this because they're looking for more tips. They want to know more. But some people don't even understand understand the basic blocking and tackling. They never were taught it or didn't pick it up. And so we can do basic financial literacy, coaching, counseling, training. We have online multimedia resources. We can pre-test and post-test when they go through the multimedia training. We can engage a counselor who can go through their budgets with them, help them understand where their money's going through WiseTrack, monitor it, and set goals and help them track their progress towards the goal.
Is this through some sort of website, or is this can be done manually too?
It's done through a website. So we do both these services, though, manually too. We have obviously
robust computers.
Some people don't want to do computers. We'll do it on paper and mail it to you and talk to you on the phone if that's the way you need to receive the information. But for those who are in the computer generation, they can go online. They can look into their accounts. We can look in with them, and there's going to be graphics showing them what their debt to income ratio is, where it needs to be if they want to own a home or own a car.
So let's take me through a family. A family that has $50,000 in income. What's a normal number for you guys? $70,000? $20,000?
You know, I would say I've seen the statistics. We're going to have a population all along that spectrum. Anywhere from 40 to 70 is probably the.
And there are people that are making $150,000 that might have debt.
Definitely. I mean, we had a guy that called in last week that $125,000 in income, but he had $75,000 in credit card debt. And you think, wow, he's doing great.
Well, I'm sorry. They're 75 grand back.
They're probably not going to get paid.
So here's a way to get a hold of Ceci. There's a dedicated line just for Money Matters listeners. 1-800-331-1825 is the number. Again, 1-800-331-1825 to talk to a counselor for not necessarily anything, for free.
Yeah, we can triage whatever their issues are financially, and they're going to get a free assessment and an overall look at their finances and free counseling.
All right, more on that as soon as we get back. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, Certified Financial Planner. News, weather, traffic, straight ahead. Then more Money Matters here on News Talk WSB.
Objective, unbiased investment advice. Call now at 404-872-0750 or toll free at 1-800-WSB-TALK. Wes Moss and Money Matters on 95.5 FM and AM 750. News Talk WSB.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. Today we're talking about how to get out of debt, get back on track financially, and potentially care for mom and dad. If you're a caregiver, yeah, you really want to you want to listen up to what we're about to talk about here as we wrap up Money Matters. Carrie Chandler with me from Ceci Consumer Education Services. Now, first of all, we talked about who you help. You'll help people budget, almost a financial personal trainer.
Yes.
You'll help people that have housing issues, and then you'll help people that are seniors or people that are disabled and help them budget, help them with bill pay. And then more than anything on this show, I have calls from people that are caregivers, and they're trying to help financially mom and dad or a much older sibling or maybe a grandparent. How do you guys do that at Ceci, number one? We've talked about how you do that. How much does it cost, and who do you talk to?
It's $25 a month for that entire service, and that's a monthly counseling session, setting up all their accounts, making sure all their bills get paid.
That's for the Sure Money Services for seniors.
Right.
How about the debt management program?
Debt management program, if you qualify, each state is going to be different in what is allowed, but on average, it's about $35 a month.
$35 a month, and then WiseTrack, which is kind of a financial personal trainer or coach every month.
It's $8. It's a happy meal.
Okay. And then what if you just can't pay for that at all?
If you can't pay for debt management programs, then we as a nonprofit will not charge you for those services.
So this is something that I've been looking to find somebody that does this on a nonprofit basis for a very long time, and I've talked to people that have used Ceci, and I've talked to counselors there to kind of vet this out, and this is something that could be a real resource for so many of our listeners, and I'm just happy that I found you guys. Ceci set up a 1-800 number for Money Matters listeners. The number is 1-800-331-1825. Again, 1-800-331-1825. 1825. The website, CESI, C-E-S-I, debtsolutions.org. And I'll just put that on the website. I'm not going to spell it out. I'm going to put that on our Money Matters Facebook page, which is Wes Moss Money Matters. I'll put it out on Twitter, at Wes Moss WSB. And, Carrie, I'm just happy that you came all the way down from Raleighwood, one of my old stomping grounds as a Tar Heel alum.
You bet.
Thank you for being here, Carrie.
Oh, my pleasure. We really appreciate you helping us get the message out, because we are not well-known enough out there that people don't know that when they're in distress, there are nonprofit trusted partners who can help.
Carrie Chandler from CESI, Consumer Education Services, Inc., thank you for being here. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, Certified Financial Planner. News, traffic, weather, straight ahead.
This is my message to you.